Welcome back to downtown Minneapolis, the site of the Prep Bowl, where Recorey will take on SMB tonight for a state championship. The Wolfpack enter tonight's game 12-0. Recorey entering tonight's game with a record of 11-2. Make that 10-2, beg your pardon. And I'm fairly certain the entire town of Cold Spring is here tonight. They've got the redout going beneath us here in the press box. The student section is just that. It's an entire section full of Recorey faithful. The parents are filling up, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 full sections and then parts of 5 and 6. And we're just kind of at a stalemate here as we wait for TV coverage to catch up. Both teams standing on their respective sidelines. Recorey has won the toss, and they have elected to kick off. So the Wolfpack will receive the game's opening kick here as soon as TV determines that we're ready to start this football game. It was supposed to start at 4, and the game prior saw Caledonia shut out Minneapolis North for a state title. They cleared the field. Both of these teams warmed up, did the coin toss, and now we stand and we wait for the guy with the oven mitts on in the middle of the field. It's going to be an exciting matchup between a couple of very, very good quarterbacks. Jack Style for the Recorey Spartans ran 5 touchdowns into the end zone 2 weeks ago against Winona in the state semifinal. Jalen Suggs threw a handful of touchdowns in his team's win over then top-ranked Hutchinson. That one came right down to the last minute, with Suggs throwing a touchdown pass with just over a minute left in the fourth quarter and Hutchinson not able to find the answer. So both teams literally just standing and waiting for the precious television coverage to begin. There's a guy standing on the 30-yard line with his arms spread wide, telling everyone to wait. You can see everyone getting a little bit restless on the Recorey sideline as the coin toss happened about 4 or 5 minutes ago. The teams have huddled up on the sideline, and now we finally get the go-ahead to take the field. So here we go. It's going to be a tough test here tonight for Recorey. There's no doubt about it. As you can hear, the Spartan faithful decked out in bright red, spinning the white towels above their head. Recorey's band in the house as well. Spartans in their black uniforms, red numbers outlined in white with black pants and black helmets. SMB wearing the all white, the white helmets, white tops, white bottoms. And Christian Rodriguez and the Spartans bunched up near the 40-yard line for the bluff. And now they'll retreat back into a traditional kickoff formation. Rodriguez ready. He counts off the steps. He's standing at the 30-yard line, ready to kick this one off. It's the state championship on WJON, and Rodriguez kicks a low-line drive kick that goes through the hands of a return man, and it's finally picked up by SMB back at the 25, cutting all the way to the far side of the field. Now turning the corner up the sideline for the Wolfpack, and knocked out of bounds at the 41-yard line, although the tackler for Recorey all the way over on the far side of the field took the brunt of that one. SMB will start this drive first and 10 on their own 41-yard line. We are way up here at US Bank Stadium. We're right below the fourth deck. We're in the third deck, luxury suite level. And Jalen Suggs leads the Wolfpack onto the field. Suggs ready from the shotgun, takes the snap, looking downfield, rushed, bumps away from a tackle, and now he's brought down, sacked back at the 35-yard line. Jack Style in on that sack for Recorey. Also back there was Isaac Mossman. Mossman, the leading sack artist for the Spartans this season. He wrapped up Suggs around the hip and then didn't let him go. Loss of 5 on the play. Second and 15. Good pursuit there by the Spartans. Here's Suggs throwing near side, has a man open. Hokanson trying to track him down on the catch is Robinson, and Hokanson stops him at the 41-yard line.
Pass complete to number 9, Simeon Robinson.
Gain of 7 on the play. And that's going to bring up...
And that's got Tucker Hawkinson.
That's going to bring up a third down and 8. I'm trying to get the crowd mic to pick up the Recori fans below me, but we're so far up that I'm trying to balance it out on the fly here. I beg your pardon for the pause. 7-yard gain through the air, and it's third down and 8 here for SMB. Game's opening drive, ball on their own 42. Suggs from the shotgun, throwing far side, has a man at the 47, but he's stopped by Humbert and pushed backward to the 46-yard line. A gain of 4, they needed 8, and it's going to be 4th and 4 here for the Wolfpack. Scratch that. They'll give him forward progress up to the 44-yard line. So it'll be a 4th down and 2 for the Wolfpack, back on their own 48-yard line. Suggs very calm in the pocket on that connection. Connecting with Lockett for 6. 4th down and 1, and the Wolfpack look like they're going to go for it here. Suggs directing traffic, clock ticking, 9:40 left, first quarter, no score. 4th and 1 for SMB. Suggs pulls it down, now throws down the middle, has a man, catch made by Lockett, and he has enough for the first down to the Recori 46-yard line, a gain of 5. Terry Lockett with his second catch, and the Wolfpack converts on 4th down for a fresh set here with 9:24 left on the ticking clock, first quarter. Terry Lockett, 6 foot, 175-pound senior. He's got 7 touchdowns so far this season. Suggs with one in the backfield to his right. 1st and 10, Wolfpack in Recori territory. Suggs dropping back to pass, looks left, throws right, has a man, but it hit the turf first, incomplete. He was looking for Savion Robinson. And that's going to make it a 2nd down and 10 to go here for SMB. First misfire for Suggs here this afternoon. He's now 3 for 4 for 18 yards. Clock stops. 8:56 left in the first. Good coverage there by Hawkinson. Close in after Suggs got rid of the football. Corey in their base defense. Now Stiles sneaks up from his linebacker spot outside the left end. Retreats after showing pressure. Suggs pump fakes, looking deep, has nobody, pulls it down, rolling right, he's chased by Style. Suggs stiff arm Style, throws it, gets it away, catch made at the 35-yard line, and brought down at the 35 for SMB is Judah Thomas, a gain of 12 and a first down. First catch for Thomas, and good elusiveness there for Suggs. He bought himself just enough time, being tracked down by Jack Style. Stiff arm Style, but then Style, when he was sprawling to the turf, was able to wrap up Suggs around the ankles and bring him down, but not before Suggs got rid of that football accurately to the middle of the field, throwing across his body. Good start so far here for the Wolfpack offensively. 4 of 5 for 30 yards of Suggs. Everything through the air so far. Suggs fakes the handoff, play action, throwing deep down the middle, wide open at the 5-yard line and brought down at the 1. Hawkinson makes the touchdown-saving tackle, but Lockett was forgotten about. Wide open, straight down the middle for a gain of 31 yards. Boy, Lockett just walked it all the way down, and finally Hawkinson met him near the goal line and threw a shoulder into him to stop him from scoring, but it's 1st and goal from the 1. Suggs on the keeper, puts his head down toward the end zone. Touchdown, Wolfpack. So Suggs scores from 1 yard out with 7:58 left here in the first quarter. And the score is SMB 6 and Recori nothing, pending the extra point. Spartan stout defensively until forgetting about Lockett streaking down the middle, and he was wide open. Theo Crosby on to try the extra point. Low kick is up, And it's good. And just like that, the score, SMB 7 and Recorey 0 on AM 1240, FM 95.3, WJON.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs, to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop by Batteries Plus Bulbs for screen repair, key fob programming, battery replacement, and more. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
And 58 left here in the first quarter, and your score is SMB 7 and Recorey 0. 8 plays, 60 yards, 3 minutes 55 seconds. The scoring drive to start the game for SMB. Suggs 5 of 6 through the air for 61 yards, and then caps off the drive with a 1-yard touchdown run. And the Wolfpack boot this one away to the near corner. Making the catch as the up back is Camden Bauer to the 20, tiptoes to the 25, and he stood up there. And his forward progress will mark him down at the 25. So Recorey on their first drive of the football game start deep in their own territory on the 25-yard line with 7:52 left. In the opening quarter, Recorey won the toss. They deferred, gave SMB the football. And the Wolfpack made him pay. Just that one big play, a 31-yard strike to Terry Lockett. The only time the Spartan defense truly broke. Otherwise, they just bent. Brady Lynn will start in the backfield to the left of Jack Style. Hokanson and Baumgarten to the left. Philippi to the right. He'll catch it here, and he gets hit hard after pulling in the pass at about the 28-yard line, a gain of 3. Philippi, last time out, I would say last week, 2 weeks ago, he had 3 catches for 64 yards. But the name of the game last week was Jack Style on the ground game. 5 rushing touchdowns. Second down 7 here for Recorey on their own 28-yard line. Anderson and Philippi to the left. Hokanson and Baumgarten to the right. It's a handoff to Lynn. Sheds a tackle. Now makes his way forward and reaches the 30-yard line before being wrapped up and brought down after a gain of 2. Brady Lynn had a nice week last week on the ground as well. 14 carries, 107 yards, and a touchdown. Style all the way to the near sideline with the play. Now to the huddle with 20 seconds left in the first quarter. 3rd and 5 Spartans on their own 30, trailing 7-0 with 6:43 left in the first quarter. Now Humbert checks into the backfield. Philippi and Anderson to the right. Hokanson, Baumgarten to the left. Style claps his hands and takes the snap. He's rolling left, looking left, has a man, and the catch is made by Baumgarten at the 39-yard line, a gain of 9, and a first down for Recorey. First catch for Baumgarten. Style starts 2 of 2 through the air for 12 yards. And the second official comes over and says no catch as the ball rolled down Baumgarten's legs and was incomplete after he rolled over. So a late official sprints in and changes the call. So the pass incomplete. And Recorey forced to punt it away. Stiles sends it down the near sideline. It sails out of bounds at the 40-yard line, and that's where SMB will start this drive, 1st and 10. Recorey, 3 and out on their opening drive. It looked like Style had Baumgarten on the near sideline, but the second official came in and said that was no catch. He rolled over, and it sort of just kind of rolled down his thigh and onto the field. Recorey had the ball for 1 minute and 1 minute 29 seconds. And now the defense tasked with stopping SMB here after giving up an 8-play, 60-yard drive and 3:55 last time out. Interestingly, the Wolfpack started their first drive right here on the 40-yard line as well. waiting for a TV timeout. We're keeping it here. Ricori with just two losses this season against two very tough teams. They lost to Hutchinson in week three, 36-20. Hutchinson entered the state tournament the number one seed, or the number one ranked team. They go by section, but they entered as the number one ranked team. And then Ricori narrowly losing to Becker. A controversial finish in that one against the Bulldogs. 14-12 ended up being the final score. And Ricori late in that game at Becker thought that they had stopped the Bulldogs on a fourth down play, but an officiating error gave the Bulldogs a fresh set of downs. And then Ricori still got the ball back with about a minute left. Unfortunately, Rodriguez missing a field goal as time expired. Now great pursuit by Jack Style on the first running play of the game for SMB. He tracks down the ball carrier and stops him after maybe a short gain. In fact, they'll call it a loss of one. Good tackle there by Style on the ball carrier, Judah Thomas. Second down and 11 here for SMB again. Ricori played pretty good defense last time out against the Wolfpack. They just forgot about Lockett on a key play that went for 31 yards to the 1 yard line. Now here's Suggs off the play fake, throws down the middle, out of the reach of his intended target, but they're going to call Humbert for pass interference. First penalty will go here against Ricori, and Humbert getting called here for the pass interference. That'll be a first down for SMB. So the Wolfpack with that penalty back into Ricori territory. It'll be first and 10 on the Spartan 46-yard line. SMB leading 7-0, 5:39 left here, first quarter. U.S. Bank Stadium, the site of the Prep Bowl. Sun setting outside the big glass doors behind quarterback Jalen Suggs. As he directs traffic, now takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Suggs looking to throw. Going deep, down the middle, in between his own teammates. And incomplete. Oh boy, the Spartans caught a break there. As both Lockett and Robinson were crisscrossing down the middle. And they ran face first into each other near the 5 yard line, causing the ball to fall incomplete. Had only one of them been in the area, that might have been a touchdown, but instead, they end up crashing into each other, and it falls harmlessly incomplete to bring up a third down. Make that second down after the penalty. Little luck there for Ricori, as both those receivers were open. Suggs barks out the signals. Sends his tight end from left to right, taking the snap, and handoff goes left side. Trying to spin away, but unable to do so, is the ball carrier for the Wolfpack, being wrapped up by Drew Schneider. Good pursuit there by Schneider, and good job sticking with that first stutter step move that the ball carrier tried to put on him. Schneider among the leading tacklers this season for Ricori. And it's going to be third down and 11. Third and 11 for Suggs and the Wolfpack on the Ricori 47. SMB leading 7-0. Suggs pulls it down, trying to get to the first down marker, but he's short. He's brought down at the 38-yard line, a gain of 9 on third and 11. Third carry for Suggs. He's got 5 yards, including a 1 yard rushing touchdown. So the Wolfpack now 0 for 2 on third down, but they converted a fourth down on their first possession right near midfield. We'll see if they go for it again here. It'll be fourth and 2 from the 38. Spartan fans on their feet. Wolfpack offense spread out wide. Robinson to the left, Lockett to the right. One in the backfield for Suggs. 4:05 left, first quarter. Suggs slings it out. It's going to be a one-on-one situation. Humbert makes the tackle at the 40-yard line. It'll go as a loss of 2, and a turnover on downs. Recorey takes over possession. And again, we get a commercial break here on the TV side. We'll keep it here. A good stand there for the Spartans. And a nice pursuit there by Recorey. Three Spartans were in on that tackle. Humbert was over there first and then got a help from a couple of his teammates. And SMB ends up turning it over on downs to Recorey. The Spartans will take over first and 10 on their own 40-yard line. Wolfpack started their first drive on their own 40. They went 8 plays, 60 yards, 3 minutes, 55 seconds. Jalen Suggs with a 1-yard rushing touchdown. Recorey then went 3 and out from their own 25, just over a minute and a half. SMB took over on their own 40-yard line. They got into Recorey territory thanks to a pass interference call. And were unable to convert on fourth down, turning it over on downs to the Spartans, who will start here first and 10 on their own 40. Style on the first drive for Recorey was 1-for-1 through the air for 3 yards. 1-for-2 through the air, I should say, for 3 yards. I wrote that down wrong because at first it looked like they had a first down catch from Baumgarten. But another official rushed in and said it wasn't a catch. And then when they showed the replay on the big screen here, turned out to probably be the correct call. Here come the Spartans. First and 10 on their own 40, trailing 7-0. 4 minutes left here, first quarter. Style from the shotgun. Give is to Lynn. Off left tackle. He's got room to the 45-50. Lynn to the 45, and he's knocked out of bounds inside the 45-yard line. A gain of 17 on the ground for Brady Lynn. An explosive first step as he cut to the outside. And he got a key block on the play from Blake Blattner. So Lynn with the big gainer, 16 yards. And it'll be first and 10, Recorey. In Wolfpack territory now on the 44-yard line. Humbert checks in the backfield. Three wide outs to the right. Style on the keeper left side. He's got room. Cuts it outside to the 30. Style still on his feet. 20, 15. Runs into a teammate at the 10, and he's brought down after a gain of 34 yards. Style ended up running into the back of Hokanson. Humbert threw a big block. They actually ran into Humbert upon further review. Down at the 10-yard line, they crashed into each other, slowing Style down. Two explosive runs off of left tackle here for Recorey, and a fresh set of downs here. In fact, it'll be first and goal from the 10-yard line. From up here, it looks like they're just outside the 10, but it is, in fact, first and goal. Humbert in the backfield with Style. He'll pull it down, running left side, trying to turn the corner, tripped up around the ankles, falls forward to the 6-yard line. Gain of 4. Style, 2 carries for 38 yards. Lynn with 2 carries for 18 yards. Recorey cruising here. This will be just the 4th play of the drive, and they've already gone over 50 yards. Clock ticking, 2:45 left on the game clock, 20 seconds on the play clock, first quarter. Spartans down 7-0, but threatening here. Humbert to the left of the backfield. Philippi, Baumgarten, Anderson wide to the right. Style, keeper, right side, and doesn't get much up to the 6-yard line, just back to the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be third and goal. Spartans have taken 2 minutes of clock time on this drive so far. This will be play number 5 of the drive, and it's a big one. Third and goal from the 6-yard line. This time Humbert lines up behind Jack Style. Philippi and Anderson to the left. Here's Style. Keeper now flips on the option to Humbert, trying to cut through two defenders, and he can't do it. He's brought down at the 5-yard line, and that's going to bring up fourth and goal from the 5-yard line. Late pitch there to Humbert, and he tried to cut it in between Suggs and McKinney. Instead, he got sandwiched and didn't have anywhere to go. Clock continues to tick away here in the first quarter. 1:20 left. Ricori with a big play. Fourth and goal from the 5-yard line. They trail 7-0. Here's play number 6 of the drive. Style claps his hands, and the Spartans may have jumped. Style clapped, called for the snap, took 2 steps backward, and then nothing happened, and the flag comes out.
Dead ball. Encroachment.
Oh, they'll call encroachment. So they'll move it to the 3-yard line. They don't get a first down out of it. So it'll be fourth down and goal from technically the 2.5-yard line, I suppose. 1 minute left, first quarter. Wolfpack scored on their first drive. The teams then traded possessions. And now Ricori trying to cap off a drive. It's fourth and goal from the 2. 4 wideouts to the left, 1 on the right. That's Anderson. Wolfpack going to bring some pressure here. Style looking to throw, but we get a whistle before the snap. And somebody took a timeout. It'll be Ricori. We'll keep it here. And then Jack Style busted off a 34-yard run to get Ricori down to the 10-yard line. A first and goal. And now, in the meantime, the Spartans facing a fourth and goal from the 2-yard line. What a season it's been for the Spartans. After missing the state tournament for the first time in a number of years last year, we joined Coach Herberg at training camp, and he said, the main thing we have coming back this year is experience. He said, all these guys took their lumps last year. They saw what it was like to not make it as far as they wanted to in the postseason, and boy, have they learned from it. Here we go. Fourth down and goal. 2-yard line. Man in motion from left to right. Style keeper up the middle. Touchdown, Spartans! Jet Style scores from 2 yards out. And it's 7-6. Ricori's down by 1. Six plays, 3 minutes and 20 seconds. And Stiles scampers in on the 6th play of the drive, 4th and goal, to make it a 7-6 game, pending the extra point. Christian Rodriguez on to try the point after. Right-footed kicker. Baumgarten into hold. It's a high snap, pulled down by Baumgarten, and Rodriguez chips it up and in. And we're tied up. 40 seconds left, first quarter. And your score, Ricori 7, SMB 7 on WJON. Welcome back to downtown Minneapolis, U.S. Bank Stadium. It's the Prep Bowl, where Ricori has punched it in to tie the score at 7 apiece. 6 plays, 60 yards, 3 minutes and 20 seconds. The big play is a 16-yard run by Brady Lynn and a 34-yard run by Jack Style, who also capped off the drive with a 2-yard touchdown run on fourth and goal. Jalen Suggs and the Wolfpack will start this drive on their own 35-yard line. Here's Suggs, pump fakes right, now throws down the middle, has a man wide open, Lockett. And Lockett gets hit hard up at the 49-yard line, but not before gaining 14 yards and a first down. Four catches, 56 yards for Lockett so far here tonight. Suggs, 6 of 8 now, 75 yards through the air. First down and 10 to go here for the Wolfpack. Clock ticking away on the first quarter, 8 seconds left. We'll see if Suggs decides to snap it. He does, a high snap. He pulls it down, tosses it softly over the middle. Great touch on that pass, and it's caught at the 37-yard line. We'll call it the 36. Making the play there for SMB was Caden Johnson. And a gain downfield for a first down of 14 yards, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. We'll take a break. The score, Ricori 7, SMB 7 on AM 1240 and FM 95.3 WJON. On the Ricori 36-yard line, Suggs rolling out to his right now, dumps it off to his right to the big fella, 84, Caden Johnson. And Johnson pushed out of bounds at the 24-yard line after a gain of 12. Suggs now with exactly 100 passing yards. He's 8 for 10. Johnson with his second catch. He's got 25 yards. He's listed at 6'4", 235 pounds. From up here in the press box, he looks to be one of the bigger guys on the entire football field, offensive line included. Of course, you've also got Peyton Lang, who lines up on the right side of the offensive line, 6'7", 340 pounds. There's a run by Suggs, hop step to the right, but he's tied up around the ankles and brought down at the 13-yard line. Good pursuit there by Camden Bauer. Suggs, though, gets 11 with his legs and another first down. Suggs actually looked like he might have bumped into the official on his way up the field on that scamper. First down and 10 on the Ricori 13-yard line, 11:24 left, second quarter. We're tied at 7. Wolfpack struck first. Ricori struck next, and now SMB looking to answer. It's deep toward the end zone, picked off by the Spartans. In the end zone, guess who? It's Tucker Hokanson. He had 3 interceptions 2 weeks ago against Winona, and now he's got one here in a big situation. Hokanson picks it off, and Ricori will take over first and 10. What a play by Hokanson. Suggs let it float. It floated over everybody. And Hokanson, wide open like a can of corn, just made the catch near the V and Vikings in the end zone. He had 3 interceptions in the semifinal against Winona, and now he gets a big one here. Capping off that drive, 5 plays. In about a minute and a half, SMB went from their own 35 to Ricori's 13, and a careless turnover by Suggs gives the ball back to Ricori. Hokanson just calmly on the replay just made the catch in the purple painted end zone. And then didn't try to run it upfield. He just kneeled down and said, we'll take possession here and go from there. Smart play by that young man. Tucker, just a junior. He'll be back for more football next year, and what a year it's been. First and 10 Spartans here on their own 20-yard line. 11-12 left. Second quarter, we're tied at 7. Style from the shotgun, Lynn to his left. 4 wide receivers spread out. Wolfpack backing off defensively. Handoff goes right side. And up to the 23-yard line was the ball carrier, Brady Lynn. Lynn, 3 carries, 21 yards. Style, 3 for 40 and a touchdown. Humbert with 1 carry so far here for 1 yard. Style just 1 of 2 through the air for a total of 3 yards. Phillippe had a catch on a swing pass, and then he was lit up on the play, but he appeared to be okay. Popped back up to his feet, hasn't missed any action. Second and 8, Ricori on their own 23. Style rolling left. He pulls it down, gets a block up the middle, past the 25. And they'll mark his knee down at the 25. A hard-fought 2 yards there for Style. Third down and 6 here for Ricori. Just over 10 minutes left in the first half. SMB scoring 8 plays, 60 yards, and 3:55 on their first possession. Ricori punted, then SMB turned it over on downs. Ricori responded. 6 plays, 60 yards, 3 minutes, 20 seconds. Style with a 2-yard rushing touchdown. And then off that possession, Recorey with the interception from Hokanson. They've got the ball here at 3rd and 6. Style looking to pass. He wants it all down the far sideline. Reaching up. Did he make the catch? He did. What a catch on the far sideline by Anderson. All the way down at the SMB 41-yard line. 31-yard strike. Make it a 34-yard strike. Style launching it deep on third down, and Anderson tiptoed the sideline and made the catch, keeping his foot in bounds. What a play. 1st and 10, Spartans with the momentum now on the 41-yard line. Here's Style on the keeper. Past the 40, shakes an ankle tackle, pushes his way past the 35, and he's brought down at the 32-yard line after a gain of 9. Hard run there by Style. He was wrapped up around the ankles and then did a 2-foot hop to get out of it. 9:10 left on the clock. In the second quarter, we're tied at 7. Recorey with the momentum, driving downfield. They're on the SMB 32. Style takes the snap. Give. Left side, it's Lynn. He's got room to run to the 25. Lynn pushing forward. And he's stopped at the 21-yard line. A gain of 11 and a first down for Recorey. Boy, Brady Lynn's really turned it on here over the last couple of games. He certainly had a fine season, but over the last couple of games, he's really picked it up a notch. The drive continues. 1st and 10, Recorey. On the SMB 21-yard line. 8.5 minutes left, second quarter, tied at 7. Philippi Anderson near side, Baumgarten on the far side. One in the backfield, it's Brady Lynn. He'll get the carry here again, and this time he's stopped after a short gain up to the 18-yard line, a gain of 3. Michael Hall on the tackle, 6'1", 200-pound sophomore, and he wrapped him up with both hands around the hips and didn't let go. Second down and 8 here for Recorey on the 17-yard line. Style claps, takes the snap, pump fakes left, pulls it down. He's got some room to the 20, cuts it upfield to the 15-10, inside to the 5, but a flag in the area of holding. It would be a 12-yard run here for Style, but it looks like it's going to come back. Yeah, holding is the call here against Recorey, their second penalty of the game.
Holding for 78 on the offense.
They're going to mark this one all the way back at the 36-yard line. So it's going to be 2nd down and 26, I believe. They've got to get to the 10. They're at the 36. And it'll be 2nd down once again. Recorey got called for a pass interference penalty earlier in the first quarter, and now a holding. No penalties yet for the Wolfpack. Clock ticks, 7:33 left. Scratch that, the Wolfpack did have a 2-yard penalty on Recorey's scoring drive. Here's Style throwing, has a man. Helmet popped off at the 30, but Baumgarten pops right back up. Baumgarten chirping as he pops back up to his feet. He got hit so hard his lid flew off. Recorey fans can't believe there's no penalty for a helmet-to-helmet hit. Here's the replay on the big screen, and it was a clean hit. His helmet just popped off. Nothing wrong with that. I want Recorey to win as much as, if not more, than the next guy, but that was a perfectly okay hit in my eyes. Baumgarten fired up with the mullet. As he popped out, as it stands, ball up to the 29-yard line. A 7-yard gain through the air for Baumgarten. Style ready. He's going to try to run, but he's stopped up near the line of scrimmage at the 28-yard line. Yeah, And so it's going to be fourth down and long here for Recorey. Ball on the 28. Spartans need to get down to the 10. And this would be a 45-yard field goal try if they wanted to send Rodriguez out there. I just haven't seen him with that kind of range so far this season. Not to say he can't do it, especially indoors on turf. But it looks like Recorey is going to go for it here. Letting the play clock wind down. Just 5 seconds left as they break the huddle. They've got to hurry. One on the play clock, and now a timeout taken on the field by the Spartans, their second of the half. There was just 1 second left on the play clock, and they just didn't have enough time. We'll keep it here. This drive started for Recorey on their own 20-yard line after yet another Tucker Hokanson interception. Six plays they have gone, 52 yards, and they've taken nearly 5 full minutes off of the clock. They started with 11:12 left here in the second, and now 6:15 left. Suggs, a 1 yard touchdown run with 7:58 left in the first quarter. Style, a 2 yard touchdown run with 40 seconds left in the first quarter. And that's where we stand right now. Big thank you to our sponsors for tonight's game: Acceleration Sports Center, All-Star Trophy and Awards, Geyer Wedding and Party. Dave Overland with you here in downtown Minneapolis. Hopefully that snowy weather will wait till I get back, and the Recorey football team and everyone involved here, as there is some winter weather on the way, but we're in a dome. Doesn't matter. Both teams are on the ball, but we're waiting for hockey jersey guy down at the 30-yard line to say we're good to go. Commercials are over. And we are ready to play football. Recorey's going to re-huddle here. They lined up on the football in formation. Then they got the go-ahead from Oven Mitt guy. And now they're going to re-line up. Three wideouts to the left, two on the right. Empty backfield for Style. Fourth down, 18 from the 28-yard line of the Wolfpack. Style takes the snap, looking left, still looking, and he is sacked. Brought down by the big fella, Caden Johnson, all the way back at the 35-yard line, a loss of 7, and a turnover on downs for Recorey.
Wrapped up near the 35-yard line of the Wolfpack, take over on downs.
So SMB will start this drive on their own 35-yard line. Recorey's drive ends after 5 minutes and 2 seconds and 8 plays. Wolfpack with a football here for the fourth time. On their own 35-yard line with 6 minutes and 10 seconds left in the second quarter. Tied at 7. Here's Suggs. High snap. Pump fakes right now. Pulls down. Wants to run, but he's tripped up. Back behind the line of scrimmage by Humbert. Scratch that. It was 29. Isaac Mossman on that tackle. Looked like a 23 from way up here, but it was Mossman. Credit where credit's due. Just swiped at Suggs' ankles and was able to trip him up enough to get him down to the turf. Second down and long. Second down and 12 coming up. 5 carries, 15 yards and a touchdown for Suggs. He's 8 of 11 through the air with 100 yards and an interception. He's going to throw here. Swing pass to the near side for Dwayne Givens. Givens turns the corner to the 35. Ball comes out. Spartans have it in Style. To the 30, 25, 20. Tracked down from behind and brought down at the 10-yard line. Jack Style recovering the fumble and taking it all the way inside the red zone. They're going to review this one. Hokanson was in there for the tackle. Bauer was over there as well. The ball squirted out and popped up to Style, who sprinted up the sideline, made one miss, and then was brought down at the 10-yard line, and they looked at it on tape. They said it's good to go, and we're ready to play football here. What a turn of events for Recorey. Recorey starting this one on the Wolfpack. Let's see where they actually spot the football. It looks like they're going to spot it on the 9-yard line, make it the 8-yard line. 5:21 left here in the second quarter. We're tied at 7. Style ready. He's going to pull it down. Looking for room off left guard. He gets nothing. Back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be 2nd and goal from the 8. Wolfpack closed in quickly that time on Style. Clock ticking, under 5 minutes to go now in the second quarter. I'll call it no gain. Style with 7 carries, 44 yards, and a 2-yard touchdown run. He's 3 of 4 through the air for 44 yards. 5 wideouts in the game now, 3 on the near side, 2 on the far side. Style claps, sends Bauer in motion. And he takes the handoff left side. Camden Bauer can't quite turn the corner. He's brought down at the 6 after a gain of 2. Go back to the Mike Rowe days for the Recording Spartans. They would have 8, 9, sometimes 10 guys carrying the football. So far here tonight, Recording's already had 4. Bauer with a relatively rare carry here. And now it's going to be 3rd and goal for Recording from the 6. 1 of 4 on third down so far tonight are the Spartans. 1 of 2 on fourth down. Humbert in the backfield behind Style. 4 wideouts spread out. Wolfpack showing blitz. Style, keeper, left side, tripped up, stays on his feet. And now he is stopped in his tracks at the 9-yard line. Actually lost a couple of yards. And it's going to be 4th and goal from the 9-yard line. And the field goal unit comes on, led by Christian Rodriguez, the senior kicker. Rodriguez, a stellar soccer player at Recording as well. Coach Herberg sharing time with Rodriguez and the soccer team until their season came to an end, and now he's a full-time football player. This would be a 16-yard field goal for Rodriguez. Baumgarten gets it down. He booms it high, and the kick is no good. He just pushed it a little bit to the left, and it falls no good. We'll take a break here. The score, Recording 7, SMB 7. 3:10 left, second quarter on WJON. Minneapolis, there's just 3:10 left here in the first half. A good one so far. Recording and SMB tied at 7. Wolfpack take over here. 1st and 10 on their own 20. Suggs looking to run. Cuts left, now right, and he's brought down after a short gain up to the 23-yard line. A gain of 3 on the ground for Suggs. He's been bottled up running-wise. 6 carries, 18 yards. Passing, he's 8 of 11 with an interception. This drive starting for the Wolfpack on their own 20-yard line. Suggs dropping back to pass, flushed out of the pocket. Now still rolling around to his right, and he is brought down way behind the line of scrimmage. Michael Warren back there for the sack. All the way back at the 4-yard line, a loss of 19 yards. Suggs just took way too much time. He was able to elude Humbert in the backfield. He bounced left, rolled right, lost his balance, and then Warren got him by the left leg and dragged him down. Third down and a mile to go here, and the Wolfpack just going to burn the clock all the way down and call a timeout. SMB takes a timeout here with 1:51 left in the second quarter. We're tied at 7. Jack Style with a rushing touchdown for Recording so far here tonight. Suggs with a rushing touchdown for the Wolfpack. SMB 0-for-2 so far on third downs. Make that 0-for-3 on third down. As As the timeout breaks up, they show the Recorey football team on the scoreboard. They've all got the Canadian tuxedo, the jean jackets and jeans, and then they've got their hair fashioned into blonde mullets as well. And Coach Herbert now being featured on the screen with his blonde mullet. You can hear everybody in Cold Spring is here, and everyone's evacuated town, I think. No Black Friday shopping for anyone in black and red. Third and 26 for the Wolfpack, back on their own 4-yard line. They've got four wide receivers spread out. Suggs with extra protection steps up, now trying to get out of the pocket. He does, to the 10, 15, cuts it outside to the 20, and he's brought down at the 22-yard line. It was a gain of 18, but he needed 26. And Recorey likely to use their final timeout of the first half here and freeze the clock. There's 1:34 left here in the second quarter, and the Spartans indeed will. SMB, coached by Chris Goodwin, he's in his first year as head coach, and what a year it's been, enters the Pratt Bowl undefeated. This is their second state appearance. It's a cooperative. Coach Herberg in his second season, and his postseason success has boosted his record over 500. He's now 11 and 10. And there's 1:34 left here in the second quarter. It's been a tight one so far. Punter into the game for the first time so far here tonight for SMB. They're 1-for-2 on fourth down conversions. They have not attempted a punt yet. Lynn and Humbert both back to receive. Humbert on the far side, Lynn on the near side. Kick is away, angled toward the far side and fielded by the Spartans, but fumble. It's loose down near the 45-yard line. Who's got it? I think the Wolfpack did it. Yes, they did. They recover the muff punt. It was kicked to the far side and muffed by Recorey. Looked like Humbert maybe was the one that just couldn't quite handle that. It was down near his knees and he just lost it. ...43-yard line. With 1:24 left here. And the Wolfpack still have two timeouts remaining. Recorey has none. Four wideouts in the game with a tight end for the Wolfpack. Suggs taking the snap, throwing quickly to the left side, skipped it to his receiver, incomplete. Incomplete pass. It'll be second and 10 here for SMB on the Recorey 43-yard line. They got the football on their own 20 after the missed field goal with 3:10 left. Suggs with a 19-yard loss on a passing play. And then Wolfpack punted it. Recorey muffed the punt. So SMB got it back. Now a pass to the far side is caught by Casa DeCalvo, and he is stopped at the 39-yard line, a gain of about 4. Third down and 6 here for SMB. Clock stopped as Casa DeCalvo went out of bounds after the 4-yard gain. Fifth different Wolfpack member to catch a pass so far here tonight. Spartan fans on their feet. SMB 0-for-4 on third down so far here. Suggs pump fakes. Now he's wrapped up and brought down. Sacked. Sacked back at the 48-yard line, and he's hurt. Slow to get up is Suggs. That's a 10-yard loss. And Suggs extremely slow to get back up. He's limping around. They're going to stop play here with 59 seconds to go in the second quarter. as Suggs is having trouble getting up. Now he falls onto his back. And this is bad news for SMB. In fact, in the game against Hutchinson a couple of weeks ago, there were multiple instances where Suggs had a hard time getting back up to his feet. And on that final touchdown drive against the Tigers, he was limping all over the place. So we'll see. Hopefully Suggs is okay. Certainly you want to take on a team at their best. Suggs getting that left leg looked at right now. He's got his hands on his face mask. 59 seconds left here in the second quarter. Two trainers out there along with the coaching staff taking a look at Suggs, who appears to be in considerable pain. Backup quarterback warming up over on the far sideline. A couple of them, as a matter of fact. Charlie Johnson listed as the backup here. Johnson, 6'2", 260-pound sophomore. He's throwing with the kicker, Theo Crosby. Suggs still down at midfield. And it looks like they're going to help him up to his feet here. And we'll see. I mean, Suggs went down in a heap, that holding that left leg. He was down for some time. Now he pops up to his feet. And he's got a basketball season to play as well. He's one of the most highly touted recruits in the entire nation in both sports. Right now, Suggs needs teammates to help him off the field. So wishing the best for Jalen Suggs. Doesn't look good right now, as a couple of his big linemen help him off the field, including the big 6'7", 340-pound Peyton Lang. We'll see who plays quarterback here. We won't have to right now because it'll be a punt here by the Wolfpack. Theo Crosby in to boot this one away. Spartans with a three and out, then they muff the punt, and now another three and out for SMB on the second chance, as the Wolfpack punt will go into the end zone. Touchback for recording. McCory will start this drive first and 10 at the 20-yard line with just 52 seconds left here in the second quarter. Spartans out of timeout, so we'll see if they just try to burn the clock here, if they get aggressive and try to get into scoring position. They could do both at once with the explosive running game that they have. They could play to run the clock out, but they're always, of course, a threat to break one of those plays wide open. Looks like instead they're going to just kneel it down. Style will kneel down. And SMB, with their star quarterback out limping toward the locker room, they're not going to use a timeout. They're just going to let time run out here in the quarter, and there's plenty of time left. 35 on the play clock, 33 on the game clock. They don't have to snap it again, but they will. And Style will kneel down, and that'll do it for the first half. It was a good one that kind of came to a morbid close here at the end of the second quarter with Suggs limping off the field. However, Recori answered Suggs' early touchdown with a Jack Style touchdown run, and we enter halftime with a score tied. Recori 7, SMB 7 on WJON.
Yeah.
Inside of the Prep Bowl, where tonight the Recori Spartans are taking on SMB for a state championship, and it's been a great game so far. If you're just joining us, the Wolfpack started the game with the football. They went down the field 8 plays, 60 yards. In 3 minutes and 55 seconds, Jalen Suggs with a 1-yard touchdown run to cap it off. And that made the score 7-0. Recori then goes 3 and out on their first possession. They force SMB to turn it over on downs on the Wolfpack's second possession. And then Recori goes 6 plays, 60 yards in 3 minutes and 20 seconds to tie the game at 7. On the next possession, Tucker Hokanson intercepted a pass in the end zone for the Spartans, his fourth interception in the last two games. Then the Recorey Spartans turned it over on downs. Style recovered a fumble, brought it inside the 10-yard line of the Wolfpack. Rodriguez, though, missing the field goal from about 26 yards out. SMB went three and out. They lined up to punt. Recorey muffing the punt and then forcing the Wolfpack to another three and out. But on that second series, after the muffed punt for Recorey, the big news was Wolfpack star quarterback Jalen Suggs went down holding his left leg in a lot of pain near the 50-yard line. And he had to be helped off the field by a couple of offensive linemen watching SMB's game last week against Hutchinson. Suggs was doing a lot of limping around there. Now, at the beginning of the game, until that point, there was no noticeable limp. There was no noticeable injury for Suggs. So whether something was re-aggravated after a couple of weeks ago, or if perhaps this is a new injury, we'll see. As his Wolfpack teammates make their way out into the football field, we'll see if Suggs is one of them. Otherwise, it appeared that it was going to be the sophomore, Charlie Johnson, pressed into duty, 6'2", 160 pounds. And as you look at SMB and the Wolfpack jogging onto the field, I don't immediately see number one. But I continue to scan here. And sure enough, there is Suggs jogging gingerly near midfield toward the far sideline. The Wolfpack will not get the football to start the second half. Recorey will. They won the opening coin toss, and they elected to punt. So they'll start the second half with the football. However, Suggs also a key cog defensively for SMB so far this season. So despite the fact that the offense doesn't have to play right away here, that doesn't mean any absence would not be felt. On this side of the football as well, right now Suggs pacing over toward the crowd. He's speaking to somebody in the audience as the rest of his teammates stretch out down near the 10-yard line. Looks like maybe some family members, and now Suggs standing over near the seating area, leaning over into the seating, talking to somebody, and again, his teammates are all stretching out, getting loose, so that's certainly not a good sign for Suggs if he does intend to come back in this game, that he's not out there stretching with his teammate. And I would imagine that's the sign that he may not be ready to come back for this one. We'll take one more break here before we start the second half. Your score is Recorey 7, SMB 7 on WJON. And SMB tied at 7. And we are 24 minutes away from crowning a new champion in Class 4A. Taking a look at some of the numbers from the first half. Quarterback Jack Style for Recorey, 3 of 4, 45 yards. He was 9 carries, 49 yards on the ground with one rushing touchdown. Brady Lynn, 5 carries for 36 yards. Anderson with a big third down reception earlier in the game. He's got one catch for 34 yards. Suggs, 11 of 15 through the air, 112 yards and an interception by Tucker Hokanson. He has 6 carries for 41 yards on the ground for a touchdown. And Terry Lockett, 5 catches for 57. Kickoff received here on the near side by Drew Schneider, and Schneider bursts his way up past the 30-yard line. Recorey will start out the second half, first and 10, on their own 31. Jack Style, the quarterback. One of two on the first drive of the game through the air for 3 yards. And since then, he's only attempted two more passes. He was pretty solid through the air overall this season. 87 of 161, over 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. Style takes the snap, gives to Humbert, sidesteps his way upfield, and he's dragged down by the jersey at the 34 after a gain of 3. Humbert, just 2 carries for 4 yards. McCorry's first half possessions going punt, touchdown, turnover on downs, missed field goal, and then a kneel down. Second down and 7 here for Recorey. on their own 34-yard line. Second half just getting underway. We're tied at 7. Here's Style running off left tackle to the 40. 45, 50, and Style rolls forward to the 46-yard line. 22-yard scamper for Style and a first down for Recorey. Style getting it done on the ground. He had a 34-yard run on the Spartans' touchdown drive back in the late first quarter. That's his second longest run of the day. First and 10, Recorey on the SMB 46. Style give is to Lynn, and Lynn swallowed up after a gain of 2. The ball came out late, but no excitement around it. It looks like Recorey was able to recover after a gain of 2 from Brady Lynn. Second down and 8 here for Recorey. 10:34 left, second quarter. We are tied at 7. Brady Lynn remains in to the right of Style. Anderson and Baumgarten to the right, lined up as wideouts. Philippi and Anderson to the left. Here's Style looking to pass. Hard pass, Philippi, and it's incomplete, nearly intercepted at the third down and 8 here for the Spartans. Recorey so far tonight, 1 for 5 on third down. Throw goes out to the right side, catch is made near the sticks, and it's a first down. Anderson comes up with a 9-yard reception. Recorey now 2 of 6 on third down. Anderson with his second catch, he's got 43 yards. And the drive's alive here for Recorey. First and 10 on the Wolfpack 34. Yeah, for all intents and purposes. Well, now Suggs pops up to his feet over on the sideline, and he starts throwing some warm-up tosses. The plot thickens. Here's Style. Looking left, pump fakes. Now throwing. Has Anderson inside track. He made the catch. What a catch by Anderson at the 15-yard line, brought down at the 14. A gain of 20, and it's first and goal, Spartans. Anderson has made a number of added catches so far here tonight, as that ball was thrown perfectly by Style between a pair of defenders. Wow, over the outstretched arm of Lockett and just in front of the collapsing safety. First and goal, Recorey. 9-yard line, 7-7 tie game, 9:09 left third quarter. Here's Style rolling left. He's going to keep it. Turns the corner to the 10. He's upended at the 6-yard line, a gain of 3.
Lockett on the tackle.
11 carries, 72 yards for Style. Second and goal from the 5-yard line. Third time they've found themselves in a goal-to-go situation tonight. The first time they scored on fourth and goal from the 2-yard line. And then the last time, Rodriguez missed that 26-yard field goal. Spartans with over 150 yards of total offense. Second down and goal from the 5. 8:25 left now. Style takes the snap up the middle. Style reaching out toward the goal line. Touchdown! Jack Stiles scampers in for the touchdown run, and Recorey's on top. It's 13-7. Here's Rodriguez on to try the extra point, looking to make it a 7-point game. Second rushing touchdown of the game for Style. He's got 7 rushing touchdowns in his last 2 games. Great drive there for the Spartans, capped off, and they're going to review this one. Style plunged over toward the goal line, his knee still not down. His elbow did go down, but it looked like the ball crossed, at least too close to call it back. We'll see. A They show the replay on the big screen, and Style asking what they're even looking for. He thinks he got in. Coaching staff over to ask him about it. And we're going to continue this instant replay, I guess. And the touchdown will stand. Jack Style with his second rushing touchdown. Here's Rodriguez on to try the extra point to make it a seven-point game. Hold is good. Kick is up, and the kick is good. And Recori has taken the lead. It's 14-7 Spartans with 8:22 left here in the third quarter on WJON.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Minneapolis, 8:22 left, third quarter, and the Recori Spartans have taken the lead for the first time tonight. It's 14-7. Jack Style with a touchdown run, his second of the game, his seventh in the past two games, and the Spartans up by seven. Here's a low skipping kick by Rodriguez, caught at the 35-yard line, and Bauer tracks him down at the 42-yard line. That's where SMB will start this drive, first and 10. Wolfpack touchdown on their first drive, but since then a turnover on downs, an interception, a fumble lost, and a back-to-back punts. And it is Suggs on the football field here at quarterback to start the second half. Had to be carried off the field at the end of the second quarter, and there he is, ready to play again. He's got two in the backfield. First time we've seen this look from the Wolfpack. And the handoff goes straight up the middle to the 44-yard line. A gain of four on the carry. That time it was Sanjay Red. First carry of the football game for Red goes for 4 yards. It'll be second and six now. Wolfpack on their own 44. Spartan defense has played well. They allowed a touchdown on the opening drive, but really the only mistake they made was leaving Lockett open for a 31-yard reception that got them down to the 1 yard line. And here are the Cold Spring fan, and the fans here from Cold Spring for the Spartans making all kinds of noise below us here in the press box as this carry goes up the middle once again, this time past the 50 to the 49-yard line. A gain of seven and a first down for Red. Red this season, 500 rushing yards approximately and 11 touchdowns. And he comes out of the second half to start the second half fresh. Handoff goes up the middle for a short gain to Red once again for a yard and a half. Sanjay Red did not see a carry in the first half at all. We saw Suggs with 9 carries for 49 yards. Thomas had 1 carry. And when compiling my stats and doing the depth chart here for SMB, I had Red at the top of the depth chart based on carries for the Wolfpack, so maybe they are just trying to get the freshest body out there to try to wear down the Recori defense. Second down and 8. Suggs looking to pass, airs it out down the middle. He's got Lockett in the end zone. Touchdown. Flag in the backfield. This one might come back. It would be a 53-yard touchdown pass, but it's going to be a hold here against SMB. The crowd hasn't seen it yet. And now the Recori fans reacting to the call. Boy, what a catch there by Terry Lockett. 53 yards into double coverage. He caught it in the end zone, but there was a flag all the way back at the 46-yard line. Great throw by Suggs, a spiraling football right into the hands of Lockett, who made the catch in between double coverage in the end zone, but it's all for nothing. A big holding call against SMB. So the football spotted all the way back at the 36-yard line, and now another injured Wolfpack member Luke Sagalski, the offensive lineman, slow to come off the field. It'll be second down and 24 now for the Wolfpack. Some late personnel changes here, and now a coach out on the field here for SMB. 15 seconds left on the play clock, 6:13 left on the frozen game clock here in the third quarter, and now all kinds of confusion for the Wolfpack as far as personnel. No one exactly sure where to go. And with 1 second left, Suggs does get the snap away. Pump fake, Suggs wrapped up, eludes the pressure, and brought down at the 25-yard line, a loss of 11. First one in for the Spartans was Dawson Schmitz. Another sack of Suggs for a big, big loss. We've seen him lose 19 yards on a play. He lost 14 yards on another, and now a big loss here, but the officials are talking something over. Let's see. No one exactly sure. I don't see any laundry on the field. The officials are talking something over. It was a big loss against Suggs all the way back to the 26-yard line. And a dead ball sideline interference penalty against the Spartans, celebrating that one. Just a 5-yard penalty, so it's still going to be third and St. Paul for the Wolfpack. They're going to have to get this one to campus for a first down. They've got to get all the way to the Ricori 40-yard line, so it's third and 35. Make it third and 30 after the 5-yard penalty. Suggs from the shotgun. 6 minutes left, third quarter. Ricori up seven. Suggs brought down at the 19-yard line. Another sack. This time it's Mossman, his second sack of the game. And the Wolfpack will be forced to punt it away. A huge sack from Mossman against the very immobile Suggs. With that injured leg, he's trying to play on it, but he has none of the escapability we saw in the first half. And now the Wolfpack will be forced to punt this one away from deep in their own territory. Crosby all the way back at his own 5-yard line. High snap, he pulls it down, rolling, and he gets a low line drive kick away. It'll hop over the head of Humbert. Now he gets it at the 30. Humbert's got a little room to dance to the 35. Cutting it outside to the 40. Humbert, 45, 50, cuts it inside. And two flags come in. Humbert breaks it into the open field to the 30, 25, 20, 15. He's brought down at the 10. But there's a flag all the way back at midfield. An electric return for Humbert. But this one likely going to go all the way back to the Ricori 35-yard line or so. What a return by Humbert. Two flags out near the 48-yard line, both in the area where holding would be called.
First of all, blindside block.
A blindside block called, and going to go against the Spartans here. Looking at the replay, I really can't argue with it too much. The crowd doesn't like it. But the player for the Wolfpack that was in pursuit of Humbert had already kind of given up on the notion of being able to tackle him. It was a bigger dude. He kind of put his hands down and started taking the gas off. And he got hit pretty hard, so not a popular call, but also I don't think it's necessarily the wrong call. We get a timeout on the field. We'll keep it here. 4:55 left. Quarter number three. Ricori up 14-7 with the football. They'll start on their own 32-yard line. Style with two rushing touchdowns. He got 12 carries for 77 yards. Lynn, 6 carries for 37 yards. And we're waiting for the television commercials. How about Jalen Suggs still trying to play in this one? A gutty effort for him. He had to be carried off the field to close out the second quarter. And now, not only is he out there playing quarterback, he's going to play defense as well. Suggs, the senior. Highly recruited football player, highly recruited basketball player as well. And here we go. First and 10 Spartans on their own 32, up by 7 with just under 5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Style, give to Lynn. Lynn lost his footing as he took the handoff, but still fighting his way forward. Oh boy, I got tricked badly. That was Style on the fake handoff. He kept it and took it up the far side to the 46 for a gain of 14. That's my bad on that one. First time Style's gotten me like that since the Becker game. That was a good sell by Style and Lynn. And Jack takes it 14 yards up the field as he inches toward the century mark. 13 carries for 91 yards. Oops. Baumgarten wide to the right. Anderson wide to the left. Lynn in the backfield with Style. Now Phillippe goes in motion from left to right. This time the give is to Lynn. And he gets 1 yard up to the 45-yard line. 7 carries, 38 yards for Brady Lynn. Another junior on this Recori football team. Not a ton of seniors on this team. Of course, there are some very key players. Jack Style among them. Colton Baumgarten, Andrew Anderson. But a ton of juniors and sophomores getting significant playing time here this season. So the future bright for Recori. Here's Style rolling out to his left and he doesn't get much. He's brought down at the 44-yard line. In fact, a loss of a yard and a half. It'll be third down and long here for the Spartans. .345 left third quarter. Recori 14, Wolfpack 7. State championship game, U.S. Bank Stadium on WJON. Humbert to the right of Style. Three wideouts, bunch to the left. Anderson the lone wideout on the right side. Style looking left, throwing left. Has a man, it's Baumgarten up past the 50. And he's stopped at the 48-yard line. A gain of 8, they needed 12. Second catch of the game for Baumgarten. It's going to be 4th and 4 here for the Spartans. And they look like they're going to punt this one away. With their defense playing as well as it is, you can't blame them. Style the punter. Hokinson and Baumgarten ready to track this one down. Style rolling to his left. The left-footed kick is caught at the 15-yard line. It's Suggs on the return. Now Suggs with some fancy footwork, and he'll take it out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Make it the 20-yard line. Wolfpack will take over, 1st and 10. Recori, 4 plays. They got about 2 minutes and 7 seconds off the clock on that drive. And they give the Wolfpack, I believe, their worst starting field position so far here tonight on their own 20-yard line. Let's see. Own 40, their own 40, their own 35, their own 35. And this will actually be their second drive they've started on their own 20-yard line. Wolfpack trailing 14-7. They'll get the football here with 2:48 left in the third quarter. Highlights of years past. There's Michael Floyd from Creighton-Durham Hall scoring a touchdown back in the Metrodome days. There were actually 2 seasons when the Prep Bowl was played outdoors. 2015, 2016, when this stadium was being built after they had tore down my beloved Metrodome. So this will be the 4th season that the Prep Bowl, make it 3rd season, the Prep Bowl has been here. Suggs takes the snap, handoff right side, room to run up the middle. Thomas past the 25 to the 30, and brought down at the 32-yard line, a gain of 13 in the first down. Make that red. Four carries now, 25 yards for Red, who did not touch the football in the first half. First and 10, Wolfpack on their own 30-yard line. 2:19 left, third quarter. McCorry up 7. Suggs under center this time. And the handoff again goes to Red. And again he tries the right side, bursting his way forward to the 38-yard line, a gain of 6. Clock continues to tick. Under 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. St. Paul Academy, Blake School, Hope Academy, and Minnehaha Academy all compiling to make up the SMB Wolfpack. Second and 5. Again, the handoff goes to Red. Again, he tries the right side, up the sideline, gets the first down, and steps out of bounds at the 50-yard line, a gain of 12. 6 carries for 43 for Red, all coming here in the second half. Clock stops as Red was able to go out of bounds on the Recori sideline. Spartans defending the end zone toward me. I'm kind of up in the corner here, I'd say to the right on your radio dial. They're wearing black with red numbers, black helmets, black pants against the all whites of SMB. Another handoff to Red, and just exclusively running on the right side of that offensive line behind the big 6'7", 340-pound Peyton Lang. Red this time makes his way to the Recori 48-yard line, a gain of about 2. It'll be second down and 8. And looks like Suggs is down again here for the Wolfpack, and again clutching that left leg. We'll take a short break. There's 1:16 left here in the third quarter. Recori leads SMB 14-7 as they tend to Jalen Suggs. Back with more on WJON right after this. So Red, the injured player for the Wolfpack. Suggs remains in the game, and a 6-yard completion makes it 3rd and 2. And the Wolfpack will just barrel their way forward here for the first down. On the carry was Dwayne Givens. Givens with his first carry of the game. It goes for 7 yards. First and 10 here for the Wolfpack. So I beg your pardon, just based on how that play panned out, it looked like Suggs who was being helped off, but instead it was Sanjay Red. And it's 1st and 10 here for the Wolfpack on the Recori 36-yard line. This time the play blown up in the backfield. Givens was tracked down by Mossman, and he is stopped at the 43-yard line. Make it the 37-yard line. Loss of 1. So we didn't see Sanjay Red in the first half. He carried 7 times for 45 yards here in the third quarter, but he had to be helped off the field. And now Givens gets a couple of carries here in the second half for 6 yards. And we head to the fourth quarter. Time runs out in the third, and Recori, 12 minutes away from a state championship. They lead by 7, 14-7. When we come back here on WJON. Recori fans on their feet, trying to will their defense into a big stop here. SMB over 5 on third down so far here tonight. 2 in the backfield. Suggs fakes the handoff, looking to throw. He has time. Running out of time. Now he eludes 2 tacklers. Loses his balance, but stays on his feet by planting his hands. To the 30. Suggs to the 25-20, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 16-yard line. A gain of 20 on 3rd and 10. And a first down for the Spartans. Or for the Wolfpack. First down, Wolfpack. Seven carries, 61 yards now for Suggs. First down for SMB, their first third down conversion that they've had so far here tonight. This one putting them in the red zone. Clock stops, 11:41 left here in the fourth. Two in the backfield for Suggs, one wide out on the far side, that's Robinson. Handoff goes to the right side, carried by Givens. Givens makes one, miss, now two, powering his way past the 10-yard line. And he's stopped at the nine after a gain of eight. Thomas on the carry there, two carries now for 7 yards. Corey's been relentless getting to Jalen Suggs. 5 sacks so far here tonight. 2 for Mossman, 1 for Warren. Hokanson with an interception. Camden Bauer with 7 tackles, leading the team so far here tonight. Second down and 2 for the Wolfpack from the 9-yard line. 10:53 left, fourth quarter. Recorey up by 7. And off right side. The give is to Red, who's back in the game after leaving due to injury. Needed 2, he got 4, and it's a first down. First and goal now for SMB at the 5-yard line. Wolfpack down by 7. Wolfpack struck first on the first drive of the game. Recorey scoring on their second possession. Teams trading possessions until the third quarter when Jack Stiles scored for Recorey on their first possession of the second half. And that's where we stand now, 14-7 Spartans. Handoff again is to Red, and Red stumbles his way forward to the 3-yard line, a gain of 2. Third down, second down, and goal to go. Ball on the 2-yard line. Wolfpack looking for the tying score with 9:40 left in the fourth quarter. Suggs so far on the ground today, 7 carries, 60 yards. 12 of 17 through the air for 119 yards, and we get a timeout on the field. Taken by Recorey, their first time out here of the second half. We'll keep it here. Sanjay Red, 11 carries, 50 yards so far here in the second half alone. Suggs, 7 carries, 60 yards total. He's got the only touchdown of the game for SMB. Lockett, 6 catches for 64 yards. Andrew Anderson, the leading receiver for Recorey, 3 catches for 69. Style, the leading rusher, 14 carries, 91 yards, 2 touchdowns. Brady Lynn, though, averaging 5.3 yards per carry, 7 carries for 37 yards. Through the air, Style, 6 of 8, 88 yards, 110.4 quarterback rating. Suggs has been stymied by this Spartan defense so far tonight. 12 of 17, 119 yards, is rating just 65.6, thanks in large part to the Tucker Hokanson interception. That came early in the second quarter in the end zone. Suggs floated a pass to the near side of the end zone, and the only player there was in black and red, and Hokanson, who caught the can of corn for his 4th interception in the past 2 games. .928 left, fourth quarter. Second down and goal to go from the 3-yard line for the Wolfpack. They trail 14-7. Suggs working under center, and now he'll survey the defense, take the snap, give right side, Red walks into the end zone untouched, touchdown. 3-yard touchdown run for Sanjay Red, and the Wolfpack are within a point. It's 14-13. .925 left, fourth quarter. And a long drive there for SMB. Over 5 minutes We'll see. Extra point pending here. Trying to tie up the football game is the senior kicker, Theo Crosby. Welcome back to Minneapolis as we have 9:25 left in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 14. Ricori receiving the kickoff deep in their own end zone. Taken up the field past the 30-yard line. However, stepping out of bounds before that point was the return man for Ricori, Brady Lynn. Make it Humbert. So Ricori will start this drive a little bit further back. First and 10 on their own 25-yard line. Minutes 35 seconds off the clock on that last drive for SMB. They went 80 yards and scored the touchdown to tie the game at 14 apiece. Here's Style throwing on the run and incomplete, looking for Anderson right near the line of scrimmage. Baumgarten had snuck his way open down the middle, but that play designed to go to Anderson underneath, and the pass falls incomplete. Style now 6 of 9 through the air, 88 yards. And you can hear the Ricori fans below us here, wearing all red, waving white towels above their head in support of the Spartans, trying to answer the Wolfpack's tying score. Style keeping right side, will not be denied, and he's slung out of bounds at the 29-yard line. He fought his way through a tackle right when he turned the corner. And then Suggs ended up making the tackle on Styles, slinging him out of bounds at the 29-yard line to gain a 5. 15 carries, 95 yards now for Style. Left here in the fourth quarter. Third down and 6, Spartans. They are 2 for 7 so far tonight on third down attempts. Style throwing down the middle, has a man past the sticks at the 37-yard line. Catch is made by Hokanson, and a first down for the Spartans. Hokanson with the catch up at the 37-yard line, a gain of 11. Hokanson with a big interception earlier in the game. Now his first reception, first and 10 Spartans. Style on the give, up the middle. This is Humbert spinning away from a defender past the 45 to the 47-yard line. Very close to a first down. In fact, they'll move the sticks. A 10-yard gain for Humbert. First down for Ricori. Humbert just his third carry of the game. He's rushed for 14 yards, 8:25 left, 14-14 the score. Spartans driving toward midfield, first and 10 on their own 47. Style on the keeper. It's sniffed out by the Wolfpack, but Style spins away now, churns his legs, and gets up past the 50 to the 48-yard line, turned nothing into something, a gain of 5. Second and 5 coming up here for Ricori. Style now with exactly 100 rushing yards in the football game. 16 carries, 100 yards, and 2 touchdowns. .7:45 left. Boy, you couldn't ask for any more drama. Tie football game, Spartans at midfield. They've got 2 timeouts left, but certainly not a worry right now. 4 wideouts spread out. Wolfpack showing pressure. Style hands it off up the middle. And wrapped up and stopped behind the line of scrimmage was Brady Lynn at the 49-yard line of the Wolfpack, a loss of 1. Third down and 6 here for the Spartans on their own 48-yard line. Make that the Wolfpack 48. Ricori so far tonight, I got him at 2 of 7 on third down so far here. make it 2 of 8 according to the official stats. A pass down the middle. And it falls incomplete. That'll bring up a 4th and 6.
Pass is incomplete at the play. 4th and 6.
Fourth and six now for the Spartans, and a punting situation here for Recori. And Style on the fake, turns the corner, it's going to be close. Did he get to the sticks? We'll see where the spot is. Style pulled it down and scampered to his left. And he got very close to the first down, and they will move the chains. What a gutsy play call by Recori. Style faked the punt, pulled it down, rolled to his left, and sprinted right to the marker. Oh, what a play by Style, planting his foot just outside the sideline and diving forward Superman style with the football. Oh, boy, what a play. So Recori with new life here. It is 1st and 10 on the SMB 42. Handoff right side, and Lynn is swallowed up at the 39-yard line, a gain of 3. Spartans started this drive 1st and 10 on their own 25-yard line 3 minutes ago. 6:20 left, 4th quarter. We're tied at 14. Recori driving, 2nd and 8 on the Wolfpack 40-yard line. Wolfpack asking their fans to chime in here defensively. 6 minutes left on the ticking clock, 8 on the play clock. Style takes the snap, pulls it down, rolling left to the 45, and tripped up at the line of scrimmage. Started out a few yards back, turned the corner, but only got back to the 39-yard line, or the 41-yard line, rather. And that's going to bring up a 3rd and long. Clock continues to tick here. Recori's had the ball for over 4 minutes on this drive, and it's now 3rd and 9 on the Wolfpack 41. We're tied up. 3 wideouts make it 4 in the game, and the fumble. Style snapped. He fumbled the snap. Now he picks it up, stays on his feet. Style throwing deep downfield, and it's batted down, incomplete. Boy, that got hairy for Recori in a hurry. The snap bounced off Style's hands. He went back, tracked it down, shook off 2 tacklers, then stepped up in the pocket. Tried to launch it to Anderson into triple coverage, and the Wolfpack are able to knock it down, and now Suggs is hurt again. He's down on 1 knee near the 5-yard line. He might just be catching his breath here, anticipating the punt from Recori. Style looks like he's going to punt this one away. He will. And it's not hit well. It's a low line drive kick. Suggs picks it up at the 8-yard line. Suggs falls down at the 9. So the Wolfpack will be pinned deep in their own territory here with 5:01 left in the 4th quarter of a tie football game. It'll be 1st and 10, and they'll give him the 10-yard line. 5:01 left, 4th quarter. What a football game it's been. Wolfpack scored first, if you're just joining us, an 8-play, 60-yard drive that went 3 minutes and 55 seconds to open up the football game. Suggs with a 1-yard touchdown run. That made the score 7-0. Recori would go on to punt. SMB turned it over on downs. And then Recori scored. Jack Style with a 2-yard touchdown run, capping off a 6-play, 60-yard drive in 3 minutes and 20 seconds. That tied the game at 7. We go to the 3rd quarter. Recori comes out of the locker room, gets the football to start. They go 6 plays, 69 yards, 3 minutes and 33 seconds. Style with his 2nd touchdown run of the game from 5 yards out. That gave Recori a 14-7 lead. And then a very lengthy drive by SMB, over 5 minutes taken off the clock. And Sanjay Red runs it in from 3 yards out, capping off a 7-play, 80-yard drive, tying the score at 14 apiece. Recori took the football back and held it for 4 minutes and 24 seconds. They got as far as the SMB 40-yard line before having to punt it away. So now the injured Jalen Suggs leads the Wolfpack onto the football field. 90 yards to go with 5:01 left on the clock. Wolfpack with all three timeouts left. McCoy's got two. Suggs has two in the backfield, including Sanjay Redd. Suggs under center, takes the snap, gives to Redd, right side. Redd up past the 15, stopped at the 16-yard line after a gain of six. 4:45 left on the ticking clock. Undefeated SMB with the football in their hands, looking for the state championship. Ricori, who rolled over Delano, they rolled over Wilmer, and now are facing their toughest test yet. Red in the backfield, blocking fullback in as well. Suggs hobbled under center. Ricori fans on their feet. Suggs tripped as he took the snap. Give is to Red up the middle. He rolls forward to the 19-yard line, a gain of three, and it's going to be third down and one. Well, they'll give him a favorable spot to the 20-and-a-half-yard line and give him the first down. So they'll give Red four on the carry and a first down here for the Wolfpack. 4:09 left in the fourth quarter. Ball on their own 20-yard line, tied at 14. Everybody on their feet here at U.S. Bank Stadium, including yours truly. On the near side is Lockett. Otherwise, two in the backfield, two tight ends in the game for SMB. Suggs looking to pass, has time, now eludes one in the backfield, directing traffic, throws a jump ball toward the sideline, and it's caught by a member of the Wolfpack coaching staff out of bounds, incomplete, second and 10.
Pass is incomplete.
Suggs started the game 5 of 6, he's now 12 of 18.
Second and 10.
Second down and 10 here for SMB. 3:42, that incompletion stopping the clock temporarily. Ricori 14, SMB 14. Spartans in black defending the end zone to the left in your radio dial. Suggs working under center. First half he was under shotgun, then he hurt his left leg again, stumbles as he takes the snap, gives to Red up the middle. And he is up to the 25-yard line, a gain of five. A completely different Jalen Suggs than the one we saw in the first half. He was working from the shotgun, very mobile in the pocket, making things happen with his feet, buying himself time, and now he's under center and almost exclusively handing the football off to Red, who didn't get a single carry in the first half. Corey fans just fired up below us. On their feet and getting loud. Third and five. Red on the carry. Right side. Wrapped up and brought down. Humbert on the tackle. That's a loss of two. And that's going to bring up a fourth down for SMB. And a punting situation here. Looks like Ricori should get the ball back with some time on the clock and two timeouts. Ball spotted on the 27-yard line, making it a fourth down and two. Back to punt it away for the Wolfpack is Theo Crosby. Humbert and Lynn both back to return for Ricori, and a timeout taken here by SMB, which actually benefits Ricori, as they were late getting their personnel out onto the football field.
SMB timeout, first charge come out of the half.
2:17 left, fourth quarter, we're tied at 14. Ricori will get the football back, presumably, with about 2 minutes left and two timeouts. SMB struck first on their first drive of the football game. Ricori answered late in the first quarter. Spartans took a lead early in the third with another Jack Style rushing touchdown. And SMB tied it at 9:25 left in the fourth quarter. And that's where we are now. SMB setting up for a potential punt here. Back on their own 27-yard line, so a chance for Recore to get favorable field position as well. And now SMB lining up with Suggs from the shotgun. They're going to go for it here on 4th and 2 from their own 27-yard line in a tie game. Here's Suggs from the shotgun. He's going to pass. Suggs looking left, throws. It's caught. Caught at the 32-yard line. Holy cow, what a play call. Lockett with the catch, a 5 yards grab. His 5th of the game and a 4th and 2 conversion for SMB from their own 27-yard line. Makes it 1st and 10 for the Wolfpack here. Clock continues to tick, 1:53 left in the fourth quarter. Suggs, 4 wideouts spread out from the shotgun. Suggs tracked down from behind, now eludes the tackle to the 35, tiptoes to the 40. And he's out of bounds at the 43-yard line, a gain of 10, close to a first down. Call it a gain of 9 for Suggs officially. And some members of the Wolfpack interacting with the Cold Spring side, the Recore sideline, and the Cold Spring fans don't like it. He stepped out of bounds at the 42, so it'll be 2nd down and 1. 1:40 left, fourth quarter. SMB nearing midfield. Suggs spreads him out again, 4 wide, empty backfield. And we get a whistle here. Play clock at 0, and that's going to be a 5-yard penalty against the Wolfpack. It'll make it, instead of a 2nd and 1, a 2nd down and 6 now from back at their own 37. Just the 3rd penalty of the game for SMB for a total of 17 yards. That could be a big one. 2nd down and 6 now for the Wolfpack on their own 37. Clock stop, 1:40 left. Suggs takes the snap, fakes right, now throws. Deep down the right side, going for it all, and it's incomplete. Well overthrowing his intended target. Looked like Lockett down the far sideline. Scratch that, that was Robinson. And it's going to be 3rd and 6 now for the Wolfpack. And a hold call. That's going to push him back 10 more yards. Credit the Recore fans. They're really bringing it. So that's going to push the football way back, all the way to the 18-yard line. And it's going to be 2nd and 25. Second down, 25 to go here for the Wolfpack on their own 18-yard line. Clock stopped. 1:34 left in the fourth quarter. Lockett lines up in the slot to the right. All the way on the far sideline is Caden Johnson. 2 wideouts to the left, 5 in total. Swing pass, right side, tracked down by Tovalin. Tovalin with his first catch of the game, able to turn it upfield past the 25 and out of bounds at the 27-yard line, a gain of 9. Clock stops with Tovalin going out of bounds. It'll be 3rd down and about 14 here for SMB from their own 27-yard line. Again, the Recore fans on their feet. Suggs trying to get everybody in place. 8 seconds left on the play clock. Offense still not set. Now 5 seconds left. Suggs directing traffic. 1 second. Takes the snap. looking to throw, looking left, backing off. Now he's flushed, running forward, stays on his feet, still on his feet, throws on the run, and the catch is made up near the 39-yard line, a 12-yard gain on 3rd and 15, and that'll bring up an interesting decision here for the Wolfpack. It'll be 4th down and 3 from the 40-yard line. 1 minute left. Clock continues to tick here. We saw the Wolfpack go for it on 4th and 2 earlier on this drive from their own 27-yard line. SMB has 2 timeouts left, 48 seconds. The clock continuing to tick. The Wolfpack in no hurry to get up on this football. Suggs talking it over with the coaching staff. And it looks like they are going to let the play clock run all the way down to 1 second. Now call a timeout with 33 seconds left in the fourth quarter. So 4th and 3 for the Wolfpack on their own 40-yard line. We're tied at 14 late in the fourth quarter. Spartans huddled up around Coach Herberg. The Wolfpack around Chris Goodwin in his first year as head coach here in the state championship game, boasting a 12-0 record at this point. Spartans bouncing back from a tough season last year in which they finished 1-8. They're 10-2 so far this season, and a chance to win the state championship depending on how these last few seconds and potentially overtime play out. 4th and 3 for SMB on their own 40-yard line. And it looks like they're going to line up to go for it here. You can hear the Ricori fans below us in all red, waving the white towels above their head. Spartans on defense, 4th and 3. SMB 2 of 3 on 4th down so far tonight. Here's Suggs rolling right. Suggs boots it away. Oh, very good kick by Suggs. It's going to roll all the way down inside the 25-yard line. And that's where it's down with 23 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. We're setting up for a magical finish one way or another. 23 seconds left. Suggs able to boot it away. Down by the Wolfpack at the 25-yard line. They took 4 minutes and 38 seconds off the clock. And now Ricori will take over here. 1st and 10 on their own 25. Wolfpack with 1 timeout. Ricori's got a pair. And Spartans lining up at least as if they're going to at least run a play or two. Here's Style on the keeper. Left side. Style to the 25 and out of bounds at the 27-yard line. Gain of just 2, and he takes 7 seconds off the clock. Seconds left, fourth quarter, tied at 14. Style and the Spartans back on their own 28-yard line. Seconds left. Style takes the snap again, looking to run up the middle. 25-3, WJON.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri, was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year, 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism, 1 in 88. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to U.S. Bank Stadium. We're headed to overtime. And Ricori and SMB will figure it out in overtime for a state title. Holy cow, what a football game it's been so far. The unstoppable force against the immovable object, the SMB offense against this unbelievable Ricori defense. Brock Humbert making the call at midfield as we get things sorted out. Ricori will play defense on the west side. So SMB will have the football first, all the way down on the other side of the football field from us here in the press box, high in the 300 level at U.S. Bank Stadium. Taking a look at some of the numbers so far in this one. Style through the air, 6 of 8, 88 yards. Suggs, 12 of 16, 119 yards and an interception. Style leading the way on rushing. He's got 18 carries for 107 yards, two touchdowns. Brady Lynn, 7 carries for 37 yards. Sanjay Red, 9 rushes, 44 yards for the Wolfpack. Suggs, 6 for 41 and a touchdown. Andrew Anderson leading the way for Ricori through the air. 3 catches for 69 yards. Terry Lockett, 6 for 64 for the Wolfpack. Defensively, Anthony Mossman with a couple of sacks, or Isaac Mossman, I should say, with a couple of sacks for Ricori. 4 tackles total. Leading tackler tonight for the Spartans, Camden Bauer. He's got 7. Ricori in black, defending the end zone to our left. SMB in all white with the football to start overtime. First and goal from the 10-yard line. Suggs looked like he was going to be knocked out of this game at the end of the second quarter. Had to be carried off the field by his teammates. Came back to start the third quarter and hasn't looked back. Hand off Red, right side, and he spins away from a tackler inside the 5, and he's brought down at the 2. A stellar run there for Red, showing good burst and agility. And an 8-yard run makes it second and goal from the 2-yard line. Suggs on the keeper, up the middle, no signal yet. Looks like he's in from up here. Still no indication. And it is a touchdown for the Wolfpack. See what happened on the replay. Suggs goes off the center with his left shoulder facing forward and falls into the back of the end zone for the touchdown. So Suggs with the rushing touchdown, his second of the game. And it's 20-14, Wolfpack on top. Pending the extra point here by Theo Crosby. Crosby 2 for 2 so far tonight. Now we get a video review. And we'll just hang out here for a bit. Kind of anticlimactic. Looked like Suggs punched it in from 2 yards out. They're looking at the video review on the big monitor. And Suggs, I don't think, ever was down. It looked like he rode the bodies over the goal line and reached out for the touchdown. But we'll wait and see. Officials talking it over here on the near sideline. Took just 2 plays for SMB to score on their possession. Ricori won the toss. They elected to play defense first. And we're still trying to figure out the replay here. Officials huddled up on the near side. Now some guy in a white vest is out picking up papers. And we're all just standing around waiting to see. Stiles so far tonight on the ground, over 100 rushing yards. And we'll see how heavily he's relied upon when McCrory gets possession. Still waiting for the review to sort itself out. Now the referee backing off, nodding his head. And they're going to say Suggs is actually down at the half-yard line. Hey, it turns out the review was pretty great. I'm all for it. So now the Wolfpack special teams unit scrambles off the field. McCrory with mainly the same personnel as they would have out here anyway. Not much turnover for the Spartans. It'll be third and goal from the half-yard line now for the Wolfpack. They take away Suggs' two-yard touchdown run. McCrory's fans trying to counter the Let's Go Wolfpack chant. Third and goal from the 1.5-yard line. Suggs under center. We're in overtime. Tied at 14. First possession here. And Suggs backing his way toward the end zone. And he was stopped short. It's going to be fourth and goal.
Dead ball. False start.
False start. How about those McCrory fans? Just wild here all night long. Third and goal from the 6-yard line after the false start by the Wolfpack. Tied in overtime. Wolfpack with the first possession of the extra period. Third and goal from the 6-yard line. Suggs with two in the backfield, including Red. He's going to drop back to pass. Rolling to his left. Suggs flushed out. Suggs looking, throwing toward the end zone. Caught. And was it held on to? It was. Touchdown, Wolfpack. Lockett pulls it in from 6 yards out. And SMB leads 20-14. 6-yard touchdown reception for Terry Lockett, his first of the game. First touchdown pass of the game for Suggs. And Lockett started that play all the way on the near sideline and caught it just inside the pylon. On the far sideline, did the ball cross the goal line? I think is what they're looking at now. Lockett got his feet in bounds, and they will give him the touchdown. So 20-14, SMB on top. Here's the extra point attempt. It's up, and it's good. Wolfpack 21, McCrory 14. The Spartans will get their shot in overtime when we come back on AM 1240 and FM 95.3 WJOM.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, UnitedHealthcare, and this station.
These hands can do a lot of things. They can give a handshake or a hug. These hands can play basketball or football. But do you know what these hands don't do? These hands don't haze.
These hands are helping hands. These hands will stand up against hazing. You see these hands? Yes, these hands. They can do a lot of things, but these hands don't haze.
Join the movement. Pledge your support at hazingprevention.org.
5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and another 16 million husbands, wives, children, and friends are caregivers. But the right foods may help you prevent it. Vegetables, fruits, whole grains, beans, the same foods that fight diabetes and heart disease.
Here we go for the Spartans. It's second down and goal to go from the 7-yard line. Style with a 3-yard run on first down. He'll keep it here on second down, and he is stopped at the 7. It's going to be third down and 7 for Ricori. Down by 7 here in overtime.
Third goal, 36.
Third and goal here for Ricori. Style trying to put the team on his back with a couple of carries here to start the Spartans' possession. Wolfpack scoring on a third and goal after a 5-yard false start penalty to make the score 21-14. Style from the shotgun, Lynn in the backfield, three wide outs to the right, Anderson to the left. Style claps his hands, takes the snap, fumble. He lost it back at the 15-yard line. Falls on top of it, but a loss of 9. And the entire season's going to come down to one play. It's fourth and goal from the 15-yard line. Style just couldn't handle the snap, and then it bounced off his knee, and all he could do at the 15 was fall on top of it. It all comes down to this. Spartans need a touchdown from the 15-yard line, trailing by 7. What a game it's been. Style with Lynn in the backfield. Hokanson, Phillippe, Baumgarten to the right. Anderson to the left. Style claps his hands, looks to the sideline. And a timeout taken here. Coach Herberg and company getting a look at the Wolfpack defense. And they take their only timeout here of overtime. Wolfpack scored first. 4 minutes into the first quarter. Ricori answered with 40 seconds left in the first quarter. And the Spartans took a 14-7 lead with 8:22 left in the third on a Jack Style 5-yard touchdown run. Wolfpack tied the game with 9:25 left in the fourth quarter. Sanjay Red with a 3-yard touchdown run to tie the game at 14. We go to overtime. Ricori wins the toss. They elect to play defense first. And Lockett pulls in a 6-yard touchdown catch to make the score 21-14. And now, after a couple of short runs and a fumbled snap, Ricori with their backs against the wall. It's fourth down and 15, a.k.a. fourth and goal from the 15 for the Spartans. Humbert now in the backfield. Three to the right, one to the left. That's Anderson. Humbert goes in motion. He splits out wide left. Here's Style, rolling right. Style looking downfield, still looking, throws, has a man. Touchdown! Jaden Phillippe with a 15-yard touchdown reception. And the Spartans are alive, pending the extra point. Style rolling to his right through to Phillippe. And he's in the end zone for the touchdown. Is the score. Extra point try here for Ricori. It looks like they're going to go for two. Kitchen sink to the left. Style under center to the right next to Humbert. Style takes the snap. Rolling right. He throws. It is caught! Ricori pulls in the 2-point conversion and they win the Class 4A state championship. It's pandemonium at U.S. Bank Stadium. Style to the end zone for the 2-point conversion, and Ricori wins 22-21 over SMBU. Holy cow! They are mobbing Style at midfield. The Ricori fans on their feet. What a game! What a finish! Ricori, your Class 4A state champions. Ricori with a fourth and goal from the 15-yard line, got a touchdown from Phillippe. and a two-point conversion pass for the win. Oh, my goodness. Jack Style with the throw to the right side, and the catch was made by Anderson. Who else? What a gutsy play call for the Spartans and Coach James Herberg. And your final score from U.S. Bank Stadium, Ricori 22, SMB 21. Your All-Star Trophy and Awards Player of the Game. We're cheating. We're giving it to them all. What a game by the Spartans. They finished the season with a record of 11-2, and they are your Class 4A state champions. Thank you so much to everyone for listening tonight. Thanks to Acceleration Sports Center, All-Star Trophy and Awards. Thanks to Geyer Wedding and Party, Dave Overland signing off from U.S. Bank Stadium, where Ricori beats SMB 22-21 for the state championship on WJON.